Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over. The kicks are gone.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Before it escapes me, there's a gentleman named O'Neill who is one of our greatest American heroes. He's the guy that put three rounds in Osama bin Laden. Two in the head. And anyway, 16 years he's been a Navy SEAL, and now he's out of the service, and he has no pension, he has no job, and he has no medical coverage. And that's what Obama is doing to warriors who fight for this country. So I just thought I made a suggestion that Obama give him $12.5 million out of the $25 million he kept from the Pakistani doctor. So here's the story on O'Neill by a guy named Ryan Gorman. The Navy SEAL who shot dead al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is now reportedly living in poverty after leaving the military 4 years short of being eligible to receive his pension, he claims. Robert O'Neill, he's 38, from Montana, went public with his identity after meeting family members of 911 terror attack victims. He told the Washington Post. And now the heroic commando is saying he was left high and dry by the government. He dedicated his life to serving. He is not alone. There are many stories like that. Demoralization is running rampant in the communist-controlled U.S. government. The family told me it helped bring them some closure, said O'Neill, of killing the al-Qaeda founder. O'Neill will also be the subject of a two. Ghetto's got the scoop. Fox News. Oh, how they hate Fox News. How the communists hate Fox News. He'll be the subject of a two-part interview airing next week on Fox. His identity was revealed in advance of the scheduled interviews by a Navy SEAL-run website as a form of protest over him planning to go public. It was also independently confirmed to the Post by two other Navy SEALs. The former SEAL also told the Post he was concerned his identity would be made public by one of the members of government privy to the information. Yeah, somebody would leak it to CARE. O'Neill previously told reporters of his role in the assault, but only on condition his identity not be revealed. He was a member of the elite SEAL Team 6, who was lost, by the way, in Afghanistan. I got a tribute to SEAL Team 6. They went down on a big chopper, and it was, and some people think it was a setup, often called on to perform the most dangerous of missions. There was bin Laden standing there, the commando previously told Esquire. He had his hands on a woman's shoulders, pushing her ahead. In that second, I shot him 2 times in the forehead, he recalled. Bap, bap, time as he was going down, he crumbled on the floor in front of his bed, and I hit him again. The terror mastermind died instantly after the first shot split his skull, O'Neill told the magazine. O'Neill's career has inspired 3 movies, Captain Phillips, about the rescue of the ship captain from Somali pirates, Lone Survivor, which dramatized the hunt for Taliban leader Ahmad Shah, and Zero Dark 30, about the bin Laden mission. Obama released the 5 Taliban to rejoin Ahmad Shah, if he's not dead. Yes, he traded him for a traitor, a private who walked off of his post, leaving his buddies one man short. And he was a private when he walked off, and Obama, after ogling his mommy, held on a little bit too long around the waist there at that conference. Bo Birdcall was a private when he deserted, and Obama promoted him to a sergeant. And here's a guy who, a Navy SEAL, and they're trying to screw him out of money. A man who earned more than 50 medals, serving over 400 combat missions during his 16 years as a Navy SEAL, doesn't even have health insurance, his father told the Daily Mail. I think the Daily Mail is a British newspaper. He has no military pension. Unbelievable. 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 Everybody wants to be an American. It's time to pay a tribute to Okay, we're back. Thank you, Sharpshooter O'Neill, for what you do. Loudly the sound of the trumpet is calling. Proudly the war cries arise on the gale. Onward, O'Neill. Strike for your country. Okay, the president has a problem. The president failed his midterms. The new national anthem is the farmer in the dell. Obama is the big cheese. Now the cheese stands alone, like the guy who farted in an elevator. Everybody is waiting for the doors to open so they can escape. At this point, it may not only be gas. It is the only gas he can't control while he sits on the Keystone Pipeline. But this kind of gas, he can't control either. Doctor, burned that suit. So he blew it. He went a bridge too far. He pushed the envelope into the black hole of space. Ebola is in the USA and it's on him. That is Obama's black plague. And I don't worry about Ebola. I worry about the one that's getting the kids. The one that came in from this southern border. What do they call it? Something 68. Turn on the TV anytime and see how Wall Street is making money in mergers and acquisitions. The same thing is happening to the Americans. Their money is merging into government waste receptacles. Politicians are acquiring your savings, and they know where you keep your money. It's called IRAs, and they have a drone watching your IRA. Today, in the U.S., 40-year-olds have no pensions. A job today has no future. We have forgot how to work together. And Sergeant Tamarisi tonight said, we have to work together as Americans. I'll tell you about that, too. He just did an interview with Greta. Greta, who worked diligently to get him released. Greta Van Susteren. From Fox, the American station. The government grows bigger and the people get smaller until we are all tax slaves waiting to be fed by the government. Who feeds us with our own tax money? Oh, how they waste it. Not counting lobby bribes. 40,000 lobbyists in Washington. You think they're buying your vote? And war chests that don't go to war. They just go into the pockets of crooked politicians who are allowed to do inside trading. Yes, Wall Street can't do insider trading, but the House and the Senate can. Oh, and the bad news today, all the guys who lost their jobs, all the communists that lost their jobs today, guess what? They no longer qualify for Cadillac health care. They have to go on Obama health care. We are all tax slaves waiting to be fed by the government. Today, the Democrats got pink slips and bras. Now the American batting order has a new lineup. They have 2 years to correct 6 years of Marxist subversion. The best way to do this is to help the people. And they're talking tonight, speaking of Marxist subversion, you know, the president that told Putin he's going to do more. He's going to give him Poland. Yeah, when he gets his second term, he's going to give him Ukraine. Yeah, and guess what else he's doing? He's telling the Iranians it's okay to kill the Jews. He's negotiating with Iran. Yeah. And, you know, I just learned this tonight. You ever hear of 5+1? Have you heard of 5+1? Those are the countries that are negotiating with Iran. Russia, China, France, England, the United States, and Germany. And boy, won't John Kerry do a fantastic job. What you got to do is take all his betrayals in Vietnam and multiply it by 100. Yes, our president is destroying the United States. And I just hope he hasn't got a bunker mentality. Okay, so the best way that we can help the people make money is an 80% tax reduction and 80% less government. $4 billion was spent in annoying ads to elect these people or to save them. $4 billion to brainwash voters. How many thousands did you send? The maximum champagne contribution per corporation or individual should be $1. Otherwise, we're not all created as equal as Americans. And if the rhinos don't do the right thing, they will be gone too. We can't allow the communists to get back in. Now, my question is, what day is the trial scheduled for Eric Holder? And that's going to turn me into Sergeant Tamarisi. Sergeant Tamarisi is a victim of Fast and Furious. When Eric Holder was running guns to the drug lords in Mexico, those guns were used to kill Mexicans. And when Sergeant Tamarisi showed up at the border and said, I made a wrong turn and I've got three guns in my truck, they said, jail him for Eric Holder. What Eric Holder did to us, we'll now take out on Sergeant Tamarisi. And that's what they did. And he rotted in jail without any help from our side, 214 days. Montel Williams was one guy that stood up for him, and a handful of small people stood up for him. But there was no big move on the part of Obama bin Laden or anybody in his staff. They let Tamarisi die. The only thing they didn't do was leave Tamarisi on a rooftop like they did in Benghazi. So having said that, I'm going to play you the song Americano. am I right or am I wrong? Was the president mad last night? Did he storm out of that meeting after he gave his speech? Was he mad? Was he upset at us? Is it our fault? Were we bad? Boy, was he mad last night. His eyes told the story. He is getting even, man. Pay no mind to what he says. The lips can say anything, but the heart does not lie, and neither do burning eyeballs. He is going to punish these Americans just before their infidel holiday. He will release his munchkins throughout the land with the stroke of an impeachment-defying pen. He will give this nation his present for their disobedience. He will show pictures of the Ninos on the border pulling at our heartstrings and asking, "How can you be so cruel, America?" Meanwhile, behind that Hollywood set, drug lords and white slavers are smuggling in the next generation of young male and female drug-sponsored prostitutes. They have no names and hidden addresses, and when they are killed for any reason, no one will miss them or account for them. Now we have two presidents running drugs and slaves. The people in Mexico know the names and faces of 41 students who have disappeared. We know nothing about the slaves that have been siphoned off by organized crime and crooked politicians. Wherever there's a crime committed, there's a politician covering it up. Fast and furious was the reason Sergeant Tamarisi was harshly treated. That is why Eric Holder is beating it, and Obama never helped that Marine. He does not know the meaning of semper fi. He only knows the meaning of always lie. As does his fractured party of death by drugs, abortion, and treason. And this will be his greeting a season. And to that I say, Viva Cristo Rey! And thank you, Greta, for helping Sergeant Tamarisi. That guy, you got a good look at the soul of an American who is suffering from PTSD. You got a good look. And I'll tell you, somebody said to me tonight, they never should have put him on. You can see he needs help. They never should have put him on, especially when he talked about his gun incident. Listen. You know how many guys that have PTSD watched him tonight and saw a role model for getting better? He did more good. And so did that Navy SEAL O'Neill. He did more good by coming out. Because better he came out than some rat exposed him for money. So Sergeant Tamarisi had a rough time of it. And you know who hurt him the most? The 911 operator. Where are you? I'm in Mexico. Well, we can't help you. Goodbye. Why are you in Mexico? Why are you in trouble? What's going on? She never got the big picture. She never wanted to paint the picture. She just wanted to destroy the artwork. The 911 operator failed to help a fellow American. She did the wrong thing. She was trained by stupid people. So, having said that, what else are we going to talk about? Mia Love won in Utah. I think that's fantastic because she got no help from anybody. Oh, here's a good story. You'll like this one. Canadian man humiliates the U.S. Navy. Canadian man humiliates the U.S. Navy and forces them to retreat with just six words. How's that? He made the Navy back off with just six words. I'll tell you the story. Here it is. Let me just get up here. I got to move my little arrow. Hubris, a word derived from the ancient Greek meaning excessive pride or self-confidence, arrogance. The word is perfectly illustrated by a story making the rounds again, courtesy of the internet. The tale has been around on the web since 1996, but U.S. naval authorities consistently deny it has its roots in any real event. Here's an example of the story. This is an example of the dangers of overestimating one's own importance. This is the actual transcript. Of a U.S. Navy ship with Canadian authorities off the coast of Newfoundland in October 1995. This radio conversation was released by the Chief of Naval Operations on 10/10/95. Americans, please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. Canadians, recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision. Americans, this is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say again, divert your course. Canadians, no, I say again, you divert your course. Americans, this is the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. We are accompanied by three destroyers, three cruisers, and numerous support vessels. I demand that you change your course 15 degrees north. That is 15 degrees north, or countermeasures will be undertaken to ensure the safety of this ship. Canadians respond, this is a lighthouse. Your call. Hot stuff, huh? Yeah, arrogance. Pride goeth before the fall. Is that what they say? Okay. Being it was the Navy, we'll play Anchors. Okay, apparently there's a lot of celebrating going on. they've cut Obama's arms of treachery, and now he's bobbing. He's bobbing for apples. There's an organization called the Susan B. Anthony List, Advancing Pro-Life Leadership, and they call me by my first name. Hi, Tom. The war on women, a strategy, doesn't just fail. You mean the war on women is over? I've got to let my hostages go? but they haven't finished their drinks. I took three prisoners yesterday. The war on women's strategy didn't just fail a pro-abortion Democrats this election cycle. It sure backfired on them. In fact, your SBA list completely debunked the war on women lie by electing the highest number of pro-life women ever to Congress. Maybe God is coming back. I'm looking out over the Hudson. Okay, thanks to your help, we elected 18 pro-life women to the House, 1 to the U.S. Senate, and 5 to statewide offices. So we had a good night. We had a round robin. maybe there's something to Obama on the elevator and everybody's waiting for the doors to open. A third pro-life woman, Joni Ernst, to the U.S. Senate. 18 pro-life women to the House, including the first black Republican congresswoman, Mia Love. And you know what? I don't think she got help from the rhinos. I don't think she got any help from the rhinos. The Tea Party was promoting her. I'm glad she got elected. I thought she was African-American, but I think I read today she's Jamaican-American. And I think she's married to a white Mormon, which might explain her being in Utah. And it also kills a lot of myths about Mormons. And the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. I got to tell you, I'm in favor of all religion that loves one another. I'm in favor of all religion that protects life. Okay, so in Mia Lubman, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress, Elise Stefanik, and 5 pro-life women to statewide office. And they mention Iowa. Joni Ernst's victory is perfect proof the war on women failed. And her 100% pro-abortion opponent, Bruce Braley, and Narao. Now, Bruce Braley is a man, and he's 100% pro-abortion. Maybe we should remove his ovaries. Yep. Okay. Colorado, Cory Gardner hit back on Mark Udall's abortion extremism in a debate last month. I got to tell you something. Mark Udall is a flag burner. 40 days before 9-1-1, 48 senators. Now, 48 out of 100. 8 were rhinos and 40 were Democrats. They voted to burn the flag. When I take a look at who's voting to kill kids, I match it up against my list of who voted to burn the flag. And I've come to the conclusion that 80% of all flag burners are baby killers. And here I'm Mark Udall voted to burn the flag. Okay, so let me see where we are here. So Cory Gardner, he beat Mark Udall. And 2/3 of Coloradans disagree with your view on the life issue. 2/3. Your position is extreme. You support sex selection abortion. That is a crime. That is murder. That is pure murder. It's a girl. Kill it. I want a boy. You support partial birth abortion. Make sure the head doesn't come out of the Freedom Canal. Crush it. This is an extreme record. Our hard-hitting web ad campaign, speaking of ad campaigns, web campaigns, I'm going to give you 2 YouTube sites. 1 YouTube site. Save the Kids, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-N. SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed, Abu Tom. North Carolina, pro-abortion, Emily's List. Emily's List. You know, the first time Emily's List came out advertising on TV, I found her to be anti-Hispanic. She had an ad, and I don't know if you ever saw it, but she says, oh, I like a Maria, but I can't stand the music as she listens to. But she's great at dusting and cleaning. Give me a break, man. What a put down. Everybody loves Latino music. Even Duck Dynasty does the mambo. Pro-abortion, Emily's List mission is to elect pro-abortion women. Yes, if you take a look at who they she contributes to, it's all Democrat communists. But they were silent. Some of the worst ones. Oh, I'm trying to think of her name. Patty, what's her name? Oh, I can't remember her name. She's out there on the West Coast, maybe out of Oregon. They have a lot of bad people in Oregon. Patty Murray, is that her name? Patty Murray? Yeah, that's one who gets money from Emily's List. So when you use Emily's List, the money that Emily makes, and she invests it in Democrat opponents of life. Yeah. So, but they were silent about their endorsed candidate Kay Hagan's abortion position, knowing how deeply unpopular Hagan's abortion extremism was in North Carolina. Emily's List aired TV ads about education instead. We went on the offense, exposing Kay Hagan's extremism in the massive voter contact operation and through our hard-hitting Charlotte ad. Kansas, Pat Roberts stood firm on his pro-life record and exposed Greg Orman's obfuscation of the abortion issue. Arkansas, Tom Cotton, I coined the phrase, we pick cotton. Just remember that. Maybe somebody else had the same thought because it's an easy one to do, but I didn't see anybody saying it. And when I suggested it to the Cotton campaign, they were afraid to touch it. Yeah, like my uncle says, a faint heart never won a fair lady. Tom Cotton hit Mark Pryor early on his waffling. Well, now he's got a job. He can make waffles. And refusal to support legislation that would limit painful abortions after 20 weeks. I did a show the other night. I put up a picture of a baby girl, light brown hair. And she was chemically scalded to death inside the womb, fully grown. And anybody I showed the picture to said, that child has the look of pain on her face. And they tell you, the communists tell you, they don't feel pain. They're only tissue. They're only tissue. And we believe that bullshigaga. Our partner, Women Speak Out PAC, exposed Pryor's abortion extremism to Arkansas voters who rejected him Election Day. Montana Steve Daines has been a friend of the SBA List since he first ran with our support and was elected to the House. We were proud to endorse Daines when he decided to run for Senate. He handily defeated his pro-abortion woman opponent, Amanda Curtis, flipping this seat. Daines co-sponsored major pro-life legislation. Hey, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that kids feel pain. All nerves have endings. And to allow somebody to execute a child in the womb. You know, I call them POWs. I call them prisoners of the womb. And if you ever look at the black flag that pays a tribute to our POWs and our MIAs, you'll see the head of an American and it's bowed. It's almost in a fetal position. You could almost put a baby in the womb on that flag. And that's why I call the unborn prisoners of the womb. And the only problem is that the longest death sentence is 9 months. We proudly backed David Perdue over Emily's List backed Michelle Nunn. Emily's List is a bad list. Yes, Emily is a bad woman. She's a mala femina. Just like other Emily's List candidates, Nunn was completely silent on her extreme pro-abortion position. When I saw college kids with signs that said, keep your rosaries off my ovaries, and I heard a girl say, my mother had an abortion. I said, show me your brother. Yeah. She killed your brother, honey. Finally, in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell pledged to advance a vote on the Pain Capable Bill. They voted down the Pain Capable Bill. That's to give a child that's about to be drawn and quartered a painkiller. So, because, you know, you ever hear the sound of whales when they're sounding in the ocean? I often hear the screams of the unborn as they're being hacked into pieces. Oh, we can't talk about that. We have to look the other way. There's only so many things you can look the other way from until you lose your country. But our job on the political is not yet over. The Louisiana Senate race is headed to a December runoff. It looks like the Republicans are going to take that. The two Republicans that ran against each other, then now there's only one. So I'm going to play a love song. In the 50s, one out of three songs had God in them. I'm going to give you a little reminder.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, O Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
Okay, remember me telling you earlier in the show that 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag? And they'll tell you we didn't vote to burn the flag. We voted for free speech, and flag burning is free. We're rhinos, okay? Most of them are gone from office now. But guess who one of the rhinos that remains who voted to burn the flag with 40 Democrats was? Mitch McConnell, and he's going to be speaker. He's going to be the head of the, he's taking Harry Reid's place. Well, there's a guy who, I guess his name is Peter Ford. He sent me an email. He says, McConnell states he won't allow a vote to repeal Obamacare. So what McConnell is doing, he's making his brownie points with Obama so he can earn the reputation as being a compromiser. You can't compromise on Obamacare. 214,000 doctors are talking about walking away from the profession. Everybody's going to be paying more. So here's what Charles Benninghoff, the founder of this organization, is saying. Just one day after the American people handed the Republican Party a historic victory in the House and Senate, Mitch McConnell has betrayed us. McConnell says he's not interested in a full repeal of Obamacare in spite of every single newly elected Republican running on that promise. It is time to ditch Mitch. If we can replace Mitch, we would be safer. Because a guy that votes with 40 Democrats and demo commos to burn the flag, he is a big rhino. McConnell thinks he will be the new Senate majority leader in January, but not if we have anything to say about it. That would be a magnificent coup d'etat. We get to keep a Senate seat and we appoint somebody else. Oh, I know who you could appoint. Want a suggestion? His name means cross in Spanish. Cruz. Yes, and then we could change the company slogan to Viva Cristo Rey. Okay, so we haven't seen, but not if we have anything to say about it. They want to flood the Republicans' offices with faxgrams starting now. Less than 24 hours after the election and with the Senate Majority Leader position practically in his grasp, McConnell stabbed you and me and every other conservative voter in America right in the back. He's a fool. To pull a stunt like that before he has the title, he's a schmuck. He's proven it once again to be a mealy-mouthed, dishonest politician who is unfit to lead. Every GOP freshman who was elected on Tuesday ran on the promise to repeal Obama's disastrous health care unionization scheme. The American people responded and actually flipped control of the Senate to the GOP because we all hate Obamacare so much. But not only did Mitch McConnell say that he does not want to repeal Obamacare as the Senate majority leader, he wants to find ways to work with Obama. Oh, why don't you invade Georgia? Why don't you invade the Ukraine, Mitch? Unbelievable, man. Okay, we got 8 minutes left. I guess we'll play the Republican victory song.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. Back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I oh, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Okay, speaking of injustice, one thing that bothers me. I'm watching guys go for VA loans who have served their country. And I was shocked to learn that reservists who don't do 6 years cannot qualify for a VA loan to buy a house. And I met one reservist who, you know, he did his 29 palms. He did his basic training down at Camp Lejeune. And then he went to 29 Palms for advanced combat. And but he cut a deal with the recruiting officer that he would only have to do 4 years in the reserves. And they cut the deal and they gave it to him. So I said, how come you can't qualify for a VA mortgage? He says, because I didn't do 6 years. Let me tell you something. If that guy was there for 4 years and we ran out of manpower, his ass was going. So let's face it. Let's be fair. You made the deal to accept him into the U.S. Marine Corps. The least you can do is allow him to have the same benefits as his brother Marines. And I hope I'm wrong on that, but this guy is pretty convincing that that's the way it goes, the way the cookie crumbles. That's not right. And I got a feeling that this president wants to destroy the finest military that once protected the finest nation. But now we're all pigs in a blanket, and we have no respect for anything. And we have a big drug problem. A huge drug problem, and nobody's talking about it because we lost the war on drugs 50 years ago. We can't win a war on drugs. When I grew up as a teenager, guess what wasn't prevalent in my neighborhood, which was a poor neighborhood? It didn't become a ghetto till the Democrats brought in drugs. Then it was only known as a poor neighborhood. Every kid had a $2 pair of sneakers, and we all dressed alike. T-shirt, a pair of dungarees. If you were fancy, you got Lee's. If you were a sissy, you got Levi's. Yeah, unbelievable. So our whole outfit was worth about $6. And everybody was dressed the same. Nobody knew they were poor. So along comes the communists, and they infect the neighborhood, bring in drugs. There was not a gate or a burglar alarm in Washington Heights, New York, up in the 180s. The only place that had a burglar alarm was the bank. And when drugs came in, so did crime. And everybody got gates and everybody got burglar alarms. And people nailed their dumbwaiters shut because the junkies were coming down the dumbwaiters and breaking into houses. How's that? How sad. Kids are dying by the bushel to supply the American junkie with his needs. We went to Afghanistan to wipe out Al-Qaeda, and we turned it into a poppy crop raid to keep the opium and the heroin from getting to the United States. But it really wasn't getting to us. it was getting to Europe. But here we were killing farmers who grew poppies. How do you win the hearts and mind of the backbone of the nation, which is farmers and fishermen and ranchers? How do you do that when you burn their crop? Doesn't matter what the crop was. It was their crop. And it wasn't our place to do it. If you want to do something, arrest Junior in the basement. Give him 5 years in jail. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to turn all the drug dealers loose in the streets. California is about to turn 40,000 junkie drug dealers back into the streets because it's a health thing. It's not a crime. And what do you think they're going to be doing when they're trading their methadone for heroin? They need money to buy drugs. How are they going to get money? You think they're working? Some are. I heard a story of a girl who was dying of cancer. And everybody felt sorry for her because she told them she was dying of cancer. And she couldn't do her work. So everybody chipped in and did her work for her so she could get a paycheck. And then one day they found out she was a heroin addict. Druggies have to steal to live. They can't make the Jones on the money that they're making. They got to rob. They rob their relatives. They rob their loved ones. They rob strangers. They sell strangers to other junkies. We're in trouble. If you want to get rid of the narco-terrorist, get rid of the narco-terrorist that's smoking weed in your basement because he's the sponsor of all of our aches and pains. So having said that, I'm going to mention something else to you. I heard that Megyn Kelly tried Grimm on her show before his trial. So I was outraged and I sent Megyn this little note. Dear Kelly, you owe Grimm some airtime. Charges leveled at him by Eric Holder. It was a Soviet-style stunt to prevent him from winning. 20 times yesterday, ABC Radio, before the election, they identified Grimm as a candidate for office with these words, under indictment. My lawn sign for Grimm was labeled with the word indicted. Somebody came by and slapped a sticker on it. Probably he's doing it to all the lawn signs. And he won anyway. And then you blamed it on Staten Islanders. Maybe we know crooks when we see them, and maybe we recognize communist stunts when we see them. Grimm's only crime is that he's the only communist, the only conservative left in a communist state. Kelly, you owe me 2 mea culpas, and I'm your number one fan. And I'll be there for you when the communists flake you, too. You know what that means when you're flaked? They plant goods on you and then charge you with a crime. That's what that means. So, because I said that, we're going to do a tribute to... Well, where was it? We're going to do a tribute to Islam and a tribute to atheists.
Where charity and love prevail, there God is ever found. Brought here together by Christ's love, by love are we thus found. With grateful joy and holy fear, His charity we learn. Let us with heart and mind.
that nice? Okay. So, we got to get rid of that gal in Louisiana who, on her last election, said she was going to support George Bush, even though she was a Democrat. And everybody bought her lie, and she, as soon as she won the election, she turned on Bush for the party of death. Okay, so being that Christmas is coming up and the ACLU will be working overtime to destroy the Salvation Army, let me give you a little cheerful tune that we can all look forward to a beautiful Christmas. And we're striking first before the ACLU does. Have a nice night, folks.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. And I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Dreaming of white